Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. I'm Bob Papa. Fasten your seatbelts as we look back at that wild ride between the Giants and Cowboys on Sunday, a 29-24 Giants victory. Carl, the Giants got the football first. They drive it downfield, but they have to settle for a field goal. But this is a game that really tested your patience, didn't it?
It really was, because the Dallas Cowboys, no matter what you say, they will come to play the New York Giants, and their defensive front is second to none. They're pretty good.
So after a Lawrence Tynes 41-yard field goal, the Cowboys get the football, and they start driving it downfield when the Giants defense makes their first of many big plays on the day.
Romo fakes the handoff, back to throw, over the middle, and the pass intercepted by Stevie Brown. Runs up the right sideline to the Cowboy 40, to the Cowboy 30, and knocked out of bounds at the Cowboy 27. Wow, Stevie Brown with his fourth pick of the season.
I mean, we knew that they were going to cut and try to test us deep because they hit us on a lot of short games. So we kind of figured that, you know, either they're going to come back with the short game again, or they're going to try to test us deep. And we were prepared for both.
Carl, talk about the awareness of Stevie Brown closing in on that play on Dez Bryant.
Well, it was a prototypical center fielder's play. He kept leverage on the football, saw the receiver, and he just intercepted the ball. It was a great play by Brown.
Yeah, and, you know, Brown's got tremendous ball skills. I mean, when he gets his hands on an opportunity for an interception, comes up with it, returns it, puts the Giants in great field position. They start at the Dallas 27-yard line, but again, the offense fails, and they have to settle for a field goal, a 37-yarder by Lawrence Tynes. So it's 6-0 in favor of the Giants. Cowboys get the ball back, and again, the Giants' defense stops them.
Play fake, back to throw is Romo. Has time, deep downfield, looking for Austin, and the pass intercepted by Corey Webster. Runs down the left sideline. He's to the 40, he's to the 30, and he tiptoes inside the Cowboys' 30-yard line.
Hey, we're going to play the ball, baby. Benchmark, you ran 60 yards that way and then 60 yards this way.
Carl, the impatience of the Cowboys and the good awareness of Corey Webster, and he gets the interception down the field.
Again, Corey Webster played great technique. Now, the Cowboys wanted to try to exploit some of the weaknesses on the outside of the Giants' defense, but Webster played it pitcher perfect, kept leverage on the football, and took it at its highest point.
So he returns at 38 yards. So the Giants start first and 10 at the Dallas 31-yard line. Right away, Eli Manning hits Martellus Bennett for 12 yards. The Giants get a run from Ahmad Bradshaw of 12 yards. They've got to capitalize on these opportunities, and they do with their first touchdown of the day.
Hand off Brown. He runs left, bounces it to the outside. Touchdown, Giants. Wow, what a move by Andre Brown.
Carl, how important was it for the Giants to get seven there? You get a Bennett 12-yard catch, a Bradshaw 12-yard run, a Bradshaw run for 6 yards, and then Andre Brown with the touchdown. So no drama there.
Well, it had to happen because if you had to settle for another field goal, you really couldn't change momentum and really give Dallas the feeling that they were losing control of the game.
Cowboys get a good kickoff return. They start at the Giant at their own 42-yard line, but the Giants hold them to 3 and out. Giants get the ball back. They're not able to sustain any kind of drive. So Steve Weatherford comes in to punt, and the Giants yet again create an opportunity.
Weatherford spins one near side over the head of Bryant. He muffs it at the 25, picks it up at the 20. Gets tackled by Herzlick, fumbles the football, it's loose, the Giants say they have it, and they do at the 25-yard line.
Well, obviously, we know that going into this game, takeaways are at a premium. The more opportunities we can give our offense with the football, the better off we're going to be. You know, they kept putting points on the board. We kept trying to take the ball away and keep giving it back to them so they can keep doing that. Obviously, the Cowboys built some momentum going in there into the half and in the third quarter. But we were able to fight back and make enough plays to win.
Run this out of here. Run him out of here.
Carl, tremendous pursuit downfield by the Giants in forcing the fumble after Bryant recovered the muff fumble.
Yeah, that was good coverage, and it was great directional kick. That's what started the whole thing because he got the punt returner on the run, so he had to try to reset himself, and the coverage was perfect. They pinned him in.
So the Giants have the ball in plus territory at the 15-yard line, but they don't really do much on their first two plays, and that's how the first quarter ends. With the Giants deep in Cowboys territory, in front in the game 13-0, and looking to break it open. We'll tell you about the second quarter of the Giants and Cowboys. You're on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital on MSG. The second quarter starts with the Giants leading the Cowboys 13-0, as we welcome you back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. The Giants fail on a 3rd-and-3, so they have to settle again for a Lawrence Tynes field goal, a 26-yarder. This makes the score 16-0 in favor of the Giants. The Cowboys get the ball back. They start 1st-and-10 on their own 20-yard line. Tony Romo throws an 11-yard pass on 1st down. Felix Jones runs for 3 yards on 2nd down. And then this is our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Romo drops straight back to throw. Steps up, gets hit by Canty. Pass intercepted by Jason Pierre-Paul. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Giants. Jason Pierre-Paul with his first career interception. 4th Cowboys turnover. And the Giants break this one open.
It was something I was studying all on film. Like I knew he was going to turn to the right side. And by the way, he backed up. I seen it on film. So you know, I kind of was patient with it. And then I jumped up in there and got it.
I knew I had that one. I knew I had that one, man. I'm telling you.
Yo, Chris Half on there, man. He got the pressure. Good job. Good job.
Carl, Chris Canty got good pressure. JPP gets the tip, the interception, the return for a touchdown. He had a lot of balls early this season where he tipped it and he almost had interceptions. What's it like when you're a defensive guy and you come really close and then you finally get one of those?
Well, repetition is the mother of learning, and I think he just got so many opportunities that he knew at some point that ball was going to stick in his hands, and he just kept working the same technique. If he couldn't get to the quarterback, get his hands up, he was fortunate enough to pull that one in.
So that puts the Giants up 23-0. Cowboys go 3 and out. Ahmad Bradshaw on the Giants' next possession coughs the football up, gives Dallas a little bit of momentum, but the Giant defense holds there. Again, the Giants get the ball back. They pick up 1 first down. They punt the ball away. So with 8.5 minutes to go in the quarter, the Giants are up 23-0. Dallas puts together a drive, and they finally get on the board.
Romo, little delay handoff for Jones. Bounces up the middle, and he's got the touchdown.
So Felix Jones scores from a yard out, and Carl, some things in that drive that if you're a Giant fan, you have to be concerned. How easy the Cowboys were able to find Witten and then Austin.
Well, you had to know that at some point Jason Witten was going to factor into this game, and that was the way they started to stabilize their offense by getting the ball to him and then working back outside.
So it's 23-7 in favor of the Giants. Now, the Giants get the ball back. They try to get something going at the end of the half, and they don't. So Dallas takes the ball, and they drive it downfield, and they get a field goal out of Dan Bailey. So at the half, the Giants' once comfortable 23-0 lead is 23-10. When we come back, we'll tell you about the wild second half between the Giants and Dallas Cowboys, including an interesting third quarter. When we return with Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the third quarter. Giants leading the Cowboys 23-10. Dallas gets the ball, though, to start the third quarter. And, Carl, they go on a very effective long drive, and the Giants seem a little bit uncertain as to how Dallas wants to attack them.
Well, they came out a different offense, the Dallas Cowboys did. So the Giants would have to adjust. Now, they were hitting the slot receivers. They were hitting the tight ends. And you just kind of got the feeling that they were in a rhythm that the Giants couldn't quite disrupt.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys faced a 3rd and 10 at the Giants 16, and Romo was able to hook up with Miles Austin. So that put the ball on the 1-yard line. First down, no gain for Tanner. Second down, no gain for Tanner. Third down, Romo pass incomplete. So the Cowboys decide to go for it on 4th down.
Play fake. Romo, he's going to roll right and run. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Carl, tremendous play call by the Cowboys. After knocking it into the line, they use Romo's athleticism for the touchdown.
Well, again, it just showed the tempo that they had offensively and the pulse that they knew. The Giants were really committing to stopping it, and they had been very good in short yardage plays over the weeks, so it was a natural to get those guys to overcommit and have the bootleg come out.
All right, so if you're a Giants fan right now, you're nervous because it's now 23-17, and the Giant offense doesn't help the cause at all because they go 3 and out, and the Cowboys get the ball right back. They march downfield. They convert 1 3rd down, and just like that, the Cowboys take their first lead of the day.
Romo, play fake. Romo's going to roll right, pump that, throws it right. Touchdown, Cowboys. Phillips.
Carl, Phillips gets the touchdown for the Cowboys. What do the Giants do, the coaches? How do you calm a team down? How do you as a player calm yourself down when you've seen a 23-point lead go away?
Well, look, there's always a cause and effect. And either they're doing something or you're not doing something right. So you go down and you look at the pitchers and you say, okay, here's how they're attacking us. Let's stabilize our defense, get back to basics.
All right, so now the Giant offense really needs to respond. They start at their own 23-yard line. They're moving the ball downfield. They have a big 3rd and 2 in Cowboys territory. And now all of a sudden, the bounces don't go their way.
Two receivers left, two bunch right. Manning back, throws one over the middle, and it's incomplete. Well, it went off Drews, and they say it's an interception by the Cowboys.
Tremendous hit on Victor Cruz by Sensabaugh. Nothing you can really do about that. And then tremendous ball awareness by McCray. And now momentum is clearly in the Cowboys' favor.
Yeah, listen, that was one of those plays where you give credit to the defense. It was a well-executed and, you know, the perfect hit.
So now Cowboys Stadium's going crazy, and all the momentum's going Dallas's way. Carl, how important is it on the very next snap, 1st and 10 Cowboys, Chris Canty comes up with a 12-yard sack right out of the gate?
It was big because you stopped the momentum right away, because the one thing that you couldn't allow defensively was a quick strike score, and you had to kind of put them back on their heels.
Then the Cowboys throw an incomplete pass on 2nd and 23, 3rd and 22, short pass to Tanner. The Giants get a much-needed force 3 and out. The third quarter ends that way. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return with Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, right here on MSG. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. The Giants trail the Cowboys 24-23 as we start the fourth quarter. Cowboys punt the football away to start the fourth and final period. Giants drive the ball downfield. They get to the Cowboy 25. Lawrence Tynes kicks a field goal. Giants go up 26-24. So, Carl, they're able to battle back and get the lead back after that sort of devastating third quarter.
Yeah, and this is where it pays to have a really good kicker, because you know the Dallas Cowboys defense is playing very well. You're not getting any rhythm offensively, So getting in position just to get scores are important.
Cowboys take over at their own 22-yard line. They convert a third and four on a pass play to Dez Bryant. They convert a third and five on a pass play to Miles Austin. So they have it first and 10 at the Giants' 48-yard line when the Cowboys make yet another mistake.
Romo over center. Delay handoff for Jones. Ran right into his own man.
Fumble
the football. It's loose on the ground. And the Giants say they have it at the 45. And they do. Fifth turnover by the Cowboys. Guess who recovered it? Stevie Brown.
Yeah, Stevie. Call you Stevie on the spot. Call you Stevie on the spot.
Stevie Brown in the right place at the right time. Carl, he tried to pick it up and run with it. Fortunately for him, fortunately for the Giants, he at least recovered it.
Yeah, he wanted to scoop and score with that one, but he was able to just secure the football for the team.
So the Giants get the ball at the 45-yard line, and again, they drive it downfield. They have to settle for a Lawrence Tynes 37-yard field goal, keeping this a one-score game. Carl, how frustrating was it from the Giants' standpoint that offensively they couldn't convert these into touchdowns?
Well, listen, I think the reality hit that they were going to have to try to hit some plays, but just keep field position so that they could at least get scores out of every drive.
29-24 Giants, 3:22 to go in the game, and the Cowboys start at their own 22-yard line, and they start driving the ball downfield, get across the two-minute warning, get the ball to the Giants' 19-yard line, when Dallas faces a fourth and one with the ball in Tony Romo's hands.
Romo back, looks, he's under pressure, still under pressure. He's being flushed back, there's a flag on the play. Romo now throws it to the right sideline, intercepted by Brown. Stevie Brown with his second pick and he got his toes in.
Steve came through again, interception, fumble recovery. He's played very solid. And very pleased with the way he's played.
Hey, way to be there. Hey,
start the campaign.
It was okay.
Send that boy to your promo.
You better give me a hug. You better give me a hug.
Carl, tremendous play by Stevie Brown. I mean, it was fourth down, whether he picks it off or not. The Giants are going to get the ball. But he gets the interception, gets his feet down. He looked like a Monty Toomer.
Yeah, he played it well. He's got great ball skills. That's as good a play as you're going to see from a defensive back.
So now the Giants take over with 1:03 to go. Cowboys have all three timeouts. I would think, Carl, that Giants head coach Tom Coughlin had to feel sick after the game with the fact that they could not run out the clock here.
Yeah, it became literally a game of inches, the inches that they didn't get when they needed to convert. In the inches that the Cowboys eventually wouldn't get.
So the Giants are clinging to a 29-24 lead. Cowboys get the ball at their own 30-yard line, and quickly they get into position. Now, this is the longest 16 seconds in NFL history. So let's first talk about the Dez Bryant play. How does a guy get behind the defense like Dez Bryant did with a chance to win the game, even though the play was overturned because his hand was out of bounds? How does that happen? Who made the mistakes here for the Giants?
Well, I think the one glaring thing is Corey Webster had been beat on an out cut in a defense that was designed to prevent the out. So that's a play before. The next one, he decides he's not going to get beat on that play again. So Dez Bryant gets on top of him. But I think where the breakdown really was glaring is that Michael Coe was in position to either break up the ball, intercept the ball, or at least make contact with the receiver. In clear position, he kind of fanned at the ball, and Dez Bryant came down with it. So that play was, given all those breakdowns, it was 100% preventable. It should have been an interception or at least a breakup if the safety over the top commits to breaking up that ball.
So three things could have happened. The ball intercepted, the ball deflected, the receiver at least violently
collided,
contacted.
Yes.
None of it happened. So we had to go to review. The play was overturned. Dallas still gets two more plays off. And the final play, the Giants finally can breathe a sigh of relief.
So we're down to one play again. 1 second to go. Giants 29, Cowboys 24. Romo back. He's under pressure. Romo pumps. Romo throws it to the back of the end zone, and it just drifts out of the end zone. Incomplete.
Game over.
Every division game is going to be a tough one, you know what I mean? And just going out there, you know, that last pass before we thought it was over, you know, everybody thought it was over, but we didn't know if he caught the ball or not. You know, they'll celebrate it, and, you know, all we could tell is just, you know, the referee going the reviewing booth and see what it was. When they called it, it was not a touchdown, you know, they give us another shot to go out there and just, you know, play hardball, you know, just get the quarterback one more last time, and that's what we did.
Carl, obviously a relieved Giants head coach, Tom Coughlin, a relieved football team. The team had to get out of Dallas as quickly as possible to try to beat the Hurricane back home. A satisfying win for them?
Absolutely. And this is where your special teams made a difference for you.
Five field goals for Lawrence Tynes. No drama with any of that. Weatherford made big plays. But what are some of the areas this team has to get better in?
Well, I think it's focus, Bob. Bottom line is you have players that are in position to make plays. They've got to focus on technique, knowing that each play is an important play.
All right, Carl. Good stuff as always.
Thanks, man.
For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. We'll see you next week right here on MSG as we rewind the Giants and Steelers. Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. See you next week, everybody.